you're getting mad. Yeah, and you pulled your shoulder, which you deserved.
I have a pinched nerve.
You went from fist pumping happiness, and then the effort made you angry. Then you got angry at me. Then you tried to threaten
me. Let's just start.
You obviously need a break.
First question.
How are you lifting with your shoulder that way?
Oh,
Jesus! Stop.
Oh.
I actually did sleep on my neck incorrectly the other day, and
I felt pain. In what way did you? In what fashion did you sleep on your neck?
I don't know, because when you're asleep, you can't tell, and then later in the day, you're like,
You were face planting. You were planking with a rock under your neck.
I did fetal position, but on my stomach, if that makes sense. I slept like an egg, but I never hatched.
Right.
And then, like, I guess my muscles hurt after a while. Have you ever had a neck pain?
Yeah, I have.
Is it better or worse than back pain?
Better. Everything is better than... Well, it depends, I guess. But, like, the back pain that I was having where my back was, like, spasming and seizing and locking and
yeah.
making it so I couldn't do anything except exhale loudly and sometimes fall to the ground.
Here's a question about a
pain.
Fart.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
This one's called Mud Butts.
Nice.
I should probably introduce the show as well.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be funny to yell at you about a farting question, but we forgot to say that this is
That's right.
Bonus video Patreon episode of our show.
Heyo!
We record these videos as bonus content featured only on our Patreon, so thank you guys so much for watching and subscribing. All right, now we can get to the question about mud butts.
Nice.
This man is in Mexico, so we'll call him Don Mexico.
Why?
Because that's who founded Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. Don Julio Mexico writes, I'm currently laying on a couch due to my dilemma. I'm in Leon, Mexico for a family wedding, and I've been up all night while my asshole begs for mercy. I'm not sure what caused my illness, but I do believe I have a mild case of food poisoning. I have to pretty much sleep on the toilet due to how often I have to go and fart crap into a porcelain throne. My question is this, have you ever had this problem and how do you deal with it? P.S., the place we're staying has really thin walls and doors. I'm sharing a room with my wife and mother-in-law.
Oh.
They 150% hear everything. How can I save face as this is probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever dealt with? Much love, Don Julio, Mexico. You had food poisoning in Mexico.
Yeah, this literally happened to me. I wasn't sharing a room with anybody, thankfully.
We had an Airbnb, so you had your own bathroom.
Yeah, I think I thought I told this story on the podcast for some reason.
Maybe so, but you were so ill that you wanted to puke slash die or something.
Yeah, we were like, we had been to Mexico for like a night or two. So like nobody was like feeling that great. You know, we had stayed out late. We're like
drinking ice with or ice and drinks, which they tell you not to do.
Yeah.
So showering.
I was slurping toilet water with a ladle.
You were, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember
from
that.
The street. Yeah.
You said, I call this Tijuana chicken soup.
For the soul.
And you literally had a shit-eating grin. And that was the night one. By night two, you had a terrible bout of Giardia.
Yeah.
Night three, who were
the peaks
out
and valleys.
Us.
Montezuma's revenge.
Is it revenge if you were always that sick? It's not like you had something
Montezuma's
on Montezuma.
Consequence, I guess. We were like sitting there. We were sitting at a restaurant. I'm like, okay, maybe I just need like a whiskey to make me feel a little better.
Some poison ought to cure what ails me.
And then I was drinking that, and I was like, maybe I just need I need to move my legs a little bit.
Yeah.
I went up to the bathroom. I'm peeing, and I was like, I'm going to shit in my pants. And I walked into, this was like a bathroom that had like five people in it, including an attendant. There was really no room for him to be there.
An attendant.
The toilet was saloon style doors with like,
so close to the bowl that when you were hunched over, your ass was sort of pushing the saloon doors open.
It was basically shutters. It was like, I could see the attendant.
Venetian blinds.
And I can't remember exactly. Oh, yeah. So I sat down and my ass exploded. And then the smell and like the moment made me so nauseous that I turned around with my pants down and puked.
And then as you're then puking out, it pushes shit out. Because life is a zero-sum game.
Back out through the saloon-style doors, down the stairs, tumble into my seat, finish my whiskey, and I say, check, please.
Excuse me, senor. I think I'm El Dunno here. You were deported that night.
I did tip the bathroom attendant $20.
88,000 pesos in cash.
And then I just walked home, and for the rest of the night, I didn't throw up again, which was nice. Because I also got food poisoning in Paris, where I didn't have diarrhea, but I just puked for 24 hours. And yeah. I would much rather have the shitting one.
Yeah, one of the bad things.
Not that bad.
The bad thing about the shitting one is that it always kind of feels like you have to fart, but you're too afraid to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So like every time you think you want to fart, you have to like sit on the toilet.
I would also say like throwing up, sometimes it feels kind of good
when it's over.
But like especially with food poisoning, like after the second or third time you've thrown up, it's like it's torture.
Yeah,
there's like not anything left in there, and you're
choking
like,
on your own insides.
Right, you're just dry heaving, and it feels awful, and you have like anxiety about like, oh, I hope it's over, and then you're like, no, here it goes again.
Does it ever go out the nose for you?
It's done that before.
It's almost like a neti pot of bile.
and like when it's coming out like a faucet, it feels pretty good to me.
Because it's cleansing everything.
But it's when you're just doing bile and dry heave that's really bad. But with diarrhea, it kind of always feels satisfying because it's like...
It's coming out.
Yeah.
The diarrhea is in you and now it's not in you anymore.
Diarrhea is where it comes out.
Yeah. But this guy's so worried that like one there is a stigma attached to like shitting and diarrhea because those are like funny things and farts.
Puking is like people feel sorry for you. It's also a little heroic, you know, boot and rally.
I don't know.
No one is ever like, hey, why don't you go have liquid shit and then rally?
Diarrhea.
It's like if you do that, you have to go home, buddy.
Yeah. If you have diarrhea, people just tend to laugh.
Yeah.
But if it's like I was up all night puking, they're like, oh my god, are you okay? Yeah, I was puking out of my asshole. That's hilarious. You idiot. You loser man.
You're gross.
But I feel like it's very understanding in Mexico. This is a common thing.
Yeah, I think that the way you save face is that it'll probably happen to your wife and your mother-in-law too.
Yeah, there's no escape.
Just never ever talk about it.
Did you do the water bottle toothbrushing or were you a little fast and loose in Mexico?
I was fast and loose in Mexico.
You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I mean, I didn't swallow any water, but I rinsed with the water. That's fine.
Evidently not.
Right. Well, I think it was something. I definitely think it was something else. We ate a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah. All right. Let's stay in the bodily fluid category because this other guy's a little nicer, but he has a puke related question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him Victor. Victor the Vomiter. I currently live in an apartment with three other guys. We recently had a party at our place, and after a night of heavy drinking and smoking,
oh, he tokes.
One of my housemates got sick. Despite the fact that I gave him a bucket to throw up in, he still puked in the sink and promptly headed off to bed. I donned my gloves and got to work cleaning the sink and scooping his vomit with my hands. After about 20 minutes of cleaning and sanitizing, I was done and finally ready for bed. But as I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth, I saw that while I was washing the kitchen sink, he had entered the bathroom, and instead of throwing up in the toilet, he had used the sink again and clogged it with his puke. Disheartened, exhausted, and disgusted, I pretended I didn't see anything and leave it for him the next day.
Yeah.
Next morning, I sleep in to find the sink cleaned, but the plumbing disconnected. I decided to play stupid and ask another housemate why the sink had been taken apart. He said he didn't know, so I figured I'd ask my housemate when he got back from work. Upon his return, I ask and imagine my disbelief when he says he tried to fix the sink because it had been leaking, something no one else had noticed. I can't say I saw that there was puke clogging it last night because I had already decided to play stupid, but now we're going to have to split the cost of a plumber because he can't put the sink together and it seems to have damaged the plumbing. So what do I do here? Thanks. Love, Victor.
I just want to admonish him.
This guy or the puker?
This guy.
What did he do wrong to you?
Why was he so polite? This is
absurd. Oh, he shouldn't have cleaned either sink.
He absolutely shouldn't have cleaned either sink. And then you should have said something like in the morning. Why play stupid? Because you know what happened.
He didn't want to be like, yeah, I saw that there was puke there and I just fucking passed out. Because then they'd be like, you didn't clean the sink. You clogged it. I had to take the fucking plumbing apart for you.
This guy threw up and that is absolutely absurd.
It's I guess there's like, no garbage disposal.
He's so concerned about being polite when like the other guy's, his impoliteness like greatly surpasses yours.
Yeah, you only cleaned one sink of my puke? What the hell's your problem?
And also, if you say, like, I know that you puked in the sink, then, like, you're a hero to the other roommates who are not going to have to pay for a plumber. Like, you have to think about the greater good of the house. It's not just what's convenient for you. The other guys are going to have to pay for this farce.
Who took apart the plumbing? I didn't even know, like, that was an option. Like, if you didn't even know, like, if it clogs, you, like, go underneath there and start, like, unscrewing pipes?
I've done it before.
Because of puke?
No, because my sink at home wasn't draining, and I was trying to figure out why. And,
so you took the little U-pipe off and looked at it.
I didn't look at it. I mean, I guess I cleaned it out. I dumped it. And
then is it easy to put it back or like I took it apart, but I can't put it back?
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, it's all the same stuff. You don't have to buy anything new.
Yeah, because they're talking about the cost of a plumber because they can't put the sink back together because it damaged the plumbing.
Well, I guess if it's possible that when he was taking it off, he like wasn't careful and maybe bent something or he fucked something up. I don't know.
I wonder why he also had to like scoop the vomit out. Like, can't you just shove it down? Or I guess it was thickened vomit to the point where he couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, if it's food, it's not going to go. It could get lodged in there for sure. He should have just, you dumped Drano down there.
Yeah.
How he went about cleaning it is, it's, we're past that, though.
I would have used gloves and eaten the evidence so that the roommates don't know that, like, I touched his gross-ass puke.
What?
Like, if I had to clean the vomit and they saw that, they'd think I'm a little bitch boy for that. So you eat the puke, right? And then it's like, oh, I don't see any puke. Unless you have a little bit left on your chin.
Right. It seems like maybe you like eating puke.
So I don't even have to use gloves. I'll just
sit
down.
Why would you
like,
use the glove? Like you,
the sink is a bowl of oatmeal for me. And
cleaning
I just sit down
it
with a ladle.
Or eating it is both getting rid of the evidence. What makes you
That's
think
a good
that
question. Cleaning it or eating it? What would you do?
Neither. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to ingest it. It's not my problem. But let's give you all three options. Do nothing, clean it, or eat it. What do you do?
Oof.
It's not hard.
So I can ask the tough ones.
Why don't you eliminate one that's... Why don't you eliminate that's one that you don't want to do? Because there's three. So just eliminate the worst one.
Give me a fourth option that's like the worst, so I wouldn't want to do that.
Worse than eating it?
Yeah. So like those three are like pretty much head to head.
Okay. Worse than eating it, I don't know, smashing your face against the mirror?
Definitely not that. Okay, so I'll eliminate that one. And then it just brings me back to the fucking three I couldn't decide between.
Why did you request one that was going to be easier to eliminate?
Because now that we're down to three, eating it, throwing it away, you said? I don't want to do that, because then there's evidence that I touched the puke. And then do nothing. I don't want to be a do-nothing Democrat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put it in this order.
You want to eat it.
Yeah, I want to eat puke.
Right.
In general. And then I guess do nothing.
Yeah.
And then my head.
Stop answering because like you've admitted that you want to eat vomit, man. You're disgusting.
All right. So what should this guy do now that he's already admitted to not knowing what was going on with the sink?
I think what you
can he continue
do,
playing dumb?
You have to like fucking Chuck Rhodes and Bobby Axelrod style.
What
billions,
is that?
Billions.
Okay.
You corner him solo dolo style. Don't make a big deal, but you say, I know what happened.
This is the guy that puked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you did.
Yeah, I puked in the sink. How did you know that? Guys, he saw the puke and he did a do nothing.
Why am I being arrested? I'll eat the puke. I'll eat it. Let me eat it.
See, that's why I would have eaten it right away. All right. So I think he can continue playing dumb. You say, yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm not paying your ass. You probably puked, I would assume, because I cleaned the fucking one in the kitchen.
I guess if you really want to if you want to abandon this whole line of questioning around puke, I still think you come clean to the roommate. Like, I'm not going to tell anybody that I know, but I know you broke the sink. I was trying to be polite and like not accuse you in front of everyone, but I saw it. I know what happened. So I think you should pay for the plumbing. No, like, no. Oh, come on. Come on, man. My kneecap. But if you want to just, if you want to abandon that, you could just be like, hey, leak or no leak, no one else noticed the leak. You took it on yourself to try to fix the leak that we all didn't have a problem with, and you broke the plumbing instead of like talking to us about it.
That's right.
So you should probably pay for the plumber. We didn't have anything to do with it.
Is this because I puked in two sinks? Say it.
Yeah, it's because you puked in two sinks. I only saw the one. I cleaned it up.
I guess I should have used the toilet bowl, right?
Or the bucket.
Yeah.
He's a sink puker. He doesn't like to bend over.
He basically chose the worst two places to puke.
Yeah.
The two places that can get clogged. The floor could have just been like a floor cleanup issue.
Yeah.
It doesn't ruin a pipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were you saying? You've puked?
I've thrown up in a sink before.
And was it fine? Did it have a garbage disposal?
No, you have to scoop it. You have a scooper.
You can't. You didn't have a garbage disposal.
Not on the sink. No. Not on this particular sink that I vomited in.
When a sink doesn't have a garbage disposal, there's still pipes that go out. It just can't be thick enough to be anything thicker than water, basically.
Yeah.
So the puke doesn't go through.
The puke doesn't go through.
You
or maybe
water.
It can go through, but it's not good for the pipes. It can get stuck in there.
Yeah. They should just make the pipes thicker.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes it's too late for that.
Here's what I suggest. Let's say you don't want to eat the puke. All right. How about thickening the fucking pipe?
Because that's expensive. It's an enormous construction project.
That's true. Because you'd have to make it.
Honestly, it's a harder choice to thicken the pipe or eat puke, because it'll cost thousands of dollars to thicken the pipe.
What would you do?
I'd thicken the pipe because I don't want to eat the puke.
That makes sense.
But it's, you know. It gives you pause because it's expensive.
That's true, yeah.
Well, you want to eat puke already, so we've established
that. I don't know how to thicken the pipe is all.
You want the puke. You're eating
it, yeah.
What is in that cup?
A little bit of iced coffee, some puke, half and half.
Disgusting.
Ice.
There's ice in there?
Yeah, cold brew, ice, puke, half and half.
Sugar?
Half and half, of course, being half cream, half puke.
Is there any sugar?
Yeah.
That's really bad for you, man.
You shouldn't have sugar. I'm serious. All right, here's a question from a lady who's not puking yet, but she is a little wasted.
Mm.
Hi, guys. I'm 28-year-old female living in Chicago. We'll call her, I don't know, Charlene. Charlene Chicago.
Nice.
I don't have any social media dating apps, writes Charlene. I'm a loner at work, so I basically have no friends.
Cool.
I'm okay with going out alone, but is it sad? Does it make you sad to see girls hanging out alone? Can I sit at the bar and ask guys to join me? I have an ex-boyfriend that I hang out with once every other week. Honestly, I think I'm still in love. Should I say something? Honestly, I'm drunk. I need some tough love. Tell me what to do. Thanks. Honestly, Charlene.
Honestly?
At least she's being honest with us.
Yeah, that was very honest.
So she's wasted, kind of single, kind of still in love with an ex-boyfriend that she sees once every other week.
Well, does she want friends? Is she like happy being, you know, is she independent? Does she want to be a loner? Does she want to have a group of friends?
I would think everybody wants to at least have the option of friends.
Not
you can
me.
Go out.
I'm a lone wolf.
Is that why you go to those bars by yourself?
I mean, I don't think I have ever had a good time going to a bar by myself. I romanticize it. I like it. If someone does it and they enjoy themselves, I think that's very cool.
It is cool to like have a book and a beer in a bar.
Or a Kindle and a wine.
Give me a fucking receipt and a cider pair, please. Because it pairs well with my receipt. And I'm drinking a rosé and reading a brochure.
Give me a Four Loko and an iPhone 3.
I have an
Instagram.
I don't
even need a bar.
What?
I'll drink it at home.
And what are you going to do while you're Drinking.
FAP.
So you're not reading.
I don't have to read.
Because you don't know how.
I don't want to know how.
You don't want to learn how to read. You just want to masturbate and drink an energy drink.
I can't do that at a bar.
You can't. You can't masturbate at a bar.
Unless.
No. Unless what? There's a new rule at some specific bar that allows patrons to masturbate.
I have an idea. Pause the camera.
No. Say it. We'll cut it out if it's illegal.
No, I was just going to masturbate at a bar.
Right now you were going to do it?
That's what I was thinking because it's early.
It's 10:46.
And you could do that maybe if...
I don't think so. No bars are open. And if they are, they wouldn't let you jerk off in them.
All right. All right. Let's table it.
Table it till when? It's never going to be all right.
Till it's 5 p.m. somewhere.
It is 5 p.m. somewhere.
Oh, all right.
You can't go to Spain right now either and masturbate.
It's over. Could go to Spain and masturbate.
You could, yeah, you just couldn't do it in public.
The world's my fucking oyster. I could go to any foreign country and masturbate.
Sure.
Have you ever come in Brazil?
No, I've never been to Brazil. Don't ask it like that. You're making me feel depraved.
It's interesting. You could go to Egypt, the place of the kings of old. And you can come there.
Sure. Those are two very different thoughts.
Yeah. You can spill your seed on every continent.
Right.
Isn't that fun?
Not really.
But I could come in Antarctica.
Yeah. I can go to Oceania and I can get a blow. Yeah. I really could get head in New Zealand if I wanted.
I'm not talking about head. I'm talking about masturbating alone in the shower.
I'm trying to, like, give you a little sexy excitement.
I don't
want to
have, like, no.
You want to do, like, a really sad thing.
It's not sad to masturbate in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
It could be hot in its own way.
The water could be hot, but if you're still alone in New Zealand jerking off in a shower.
Instead of, like, seeing the sights or meeting new people.
Right.
You would be, like, on a train across India, but you're coming in the bathroom. Kind of fun.
Not really, because I think... The bathrooms on trains in India are literally just a hole in the ground. It's perfect. No, it's not.
That's all you need.
A victimless crime.
And no pipes for it to clog.
Instead, a trail of seed underneath the train tracks. The
train skidding up. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Has no one ever done that before?
Of course no one's ever done that.
Good Lord.
You know the Mile High Club? Imagine getting dome in a bathroom on a train in India.
Well, not dome. That's a little it's a little blue for my taste.
You were just talking about fucking a hole. Anyway, is going to a bar by yourself sad?
No, I think it's cool.
Okay. So it's fine that she does this.
Absolutely.
Can I sit at a bar and ask guys to join me?
Yeah, that's awesome. If I was at a bar and someone who had gone there alone asked me to join them, I'd think that was good.
But you rarely see them. They usually have an activity, the people that are by themselves. It's not like drinking and staring off.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like talking to the bartender,
Join me.
Also, when I see someone alone at the bar, I wouldn't assume that they are there alone for the night. Like, you could be meeting somebody. Someone might have just left. You could know the bartender and you're going to visit them.
That's a good thing. I think it's talking to the bartender.
Yeah.
That's a classic thing.
Right. That's
like
what
the
they're
therapist.
There for. Uh-huh.
They're cleaning. I got the fucking towel on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Cleaning a fucking glass.
That's right.
What brings you here?
Sorry, I have like eight other customers.
Yeah, forget about them. I want to talk to you, lady at the bar.
Yeah, you got one martini and it's still full. So, like, you have to order another drink or move on.
Do you mind if I clean a glass?
Can I be a bar back?
I want to work here with you is all.
I need camaraderie. She didn't say she's a loner, but I think that, like, I don't know why you don't have the dating apps. I think there's like, that's a nice way to meet friends and people in general.
That's cool.
And also maybe pick up some new hobbies if you want to make some friends.
Pick up a hobby? Oh, yeah. What is she going to learn? Knitting?
When I started climbing, I made a lot of new friends.
That's true. You go there and it's like social. Yeah. It's an activity that inspires camaraderie.
Right. There's lots of different activities. They don't all even have to be athletic. There's other stuff out there. I don't know what the hell they are, but whatever you're into.
You join a kickball league. Yeah. Solo dolo.
That's true. Yeah.
Who's the mystery girl?
But
over
that's
there.
All if like she wants to make friends. If she likes being a loner and talking to people alone at the bar, then that's cool too. And if she's still in love with her ex, then I think you should say something because he'll either reciprocate or tell you that he's not into it, and then that'll set you free.
Yeah, it's tough when your only friend is your ex-boyfriend that you hang out with at least once every other week, and honestly, you think you're still in love with them.
Yeah.
It's not a good place to be.
Right. If you're in love with them, tell them, and then maybe he'll say, I'm in love with you, and then it's all happy, or he says, I don't love you anymore, and then it's also happy, but just not happy right away. It's happy further down the line.
Happy later.
Yeah.
So you either are happy now and happy later, instead of just being never happy always at a bar. No! Not me.
Not today.
Not like this.
We pointed guns at each other too much on this episode, I think.
All right. Here's another little thing you could do at a bar. You know that game where you go like that?
Oh, heads up.
Yeah, yeah. So you're at a bar by yourself. You're using your phone, scrolling on whatever the fuck, a Tumblr hashtag to some really obscure porn that gets you off.
So you are jerking off at the bar.
And then you put up the thing, and it says Cleopatra or some shit. You walk
Egyptian
over.
Princess.
What's that?
Egyptian princess?
Pharaoh.
Egypt.
Pass. Mr. Cairo. Pass.
No, pass.
Oh, that's up? And then you go back. You're like, ah. All right, fuck. What's your name? What'd you say your name
Did
was?
Did you just clip your head on that ledge?
All right, next one.
Okay, boxing movie. Sylvester Stallone.
Salvador Dali?
No, not. You're passing. You're passing out.
I'm seizing. I'm spasming. All right, nice to meet you. What'd you say your name was?
John, you're here.
Huh?
Or did you come here with anyone?
No, John Glenn. Fucking John Glenn.
That one was John Glenn, honestly.
John. Hey, Agatha. Nice to meet you.
Agatha.
Or Charlene fucking Chicago.
Perfect.
All right. That's it. Three questions up, three questions down. No ads. We don't need to sell out on this episode.
Yeah, but that's just keep on subscribing to Patreon. We're
of
begging.
Course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we beg of you. Mm-hmm. Convince, let's say, 12 friends to sign up as well.
That'd be nice.
All right. Thanks for watching. We'll be back, of course, next week with a brand new episode of either this or Jake and Amir Watch. Jake and Amir. Bye, everybody.